Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Pastor Sam Cottle here. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Michigan. And we're going to bring to you a proverb, a prayer, and a miracle, just like we always do today. And hope you're enjoying your Saturday with your family. That's what most Americans do. Or out doing something great, helping another person. And probably if you live in the Midwest and New England, you're shoveling out of snow today. So it's pretty cool. I saw a post the other day on Facebook that said, we used to call these polar vortex and global warming and all that, we used to just call it winter, which I think is the case. And it feels good for once to have some wind and drifts and snow. And how many of you are in agreement with me that it can go ahead and leave now? Because we probably had enough for now, but, you know, the Bible says it. As long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. There will be summer and winter. So we're in winter, and our proverb today talks about the snow, and, you know, it's a normal part of life. So here we go. Proverbs chapter 25. Reading the Proverbs through, Billy Graham said that one of the keys to his ministry was he read the book of Proverbs through once a month for his whole life. Every month he read it through. And so we're just going to put it on the air and read a miracle and then say a prayer with you. Proverbs 25, verse 1. These also are Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied. It's the glory of God to conceal the matter, but it's the glory of kings to search out the matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from silver, and it will go to the silversmith for jewelry. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. That's so true about so many leaders, isn't it? Verse 6, do not exalt yourself in the presence of the king. Do not stand in the place of the great, for it is better. I like this. It is better for them to say, come up here, than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. Verse 8, do not go hastily to court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor has put you to shame? Debate your case with your neighbor, and do not disclose the secret to another, lest he who hears it reproach you, and the evil report about you not pass away. Verse 11, like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances. Like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the colds of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his master. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of his gifts falsely. Team, by forbearance a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat only what you need, lest you have it in excess and vomit it. Let your foot rarely be in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Like a cub and a sword, like a club and a sword, and a sharp arrow is a man who bears false witness against his neighbor. Like a bad tooth and an unsteady foot is confidence in a faithless man in the time of trouble. Verse 20, like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar on soda, is he who sings songs to a troubled heart. And yet the Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Help us, Lord. 21. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will keep burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue, an angry countenance. It is better to live in the corner of the roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Like cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a distant land. Like a trampled spring and a polluted man, and a polluted well, is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glory to search out one's own glory. Like a city that is broken into and without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit. Somebody say, God help us all. Okay, that's the proverb. That's a good proverb. Got a lot of good advice in there. And it's talking about snow on a snowy day. Now, our miracle for today is found in Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7. It's the story of this woman who came to Jesus and said, I need you to heal my daughter. But I'm going to read both passages because they really put together a great thought. Matthew chapter 15. Remember, Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. And if you want to just join me and say it, that means it's possible to me because I believe. Say it with me, I believe. And that means all things are possible to me. Now, Matthew 15, verse number 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, well, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Verse 28, Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Verse 29, Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain and sat down there. Great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others. And they laid him down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. There's a lot in that verse. This is what they saw. People who couldn't talk, talking. People who were maimed, that's missing a limb. They were made whole. Lost your finger for something, you're made whole. The lame walking, the blind seeing, and then they glorified the God of Israel. Now, same story, different writer, the writer Mark, chapter 7, verse 25. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him, cast the demon out of her daughter. You can see she was persistent. Verse 27. Jesus said to her, let the little children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this saying, go your way. The demon has gone out of your daughter. And when she had come to her house, found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. Verse 31. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech and begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ear, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should not tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. Now, you know, if you go back to the book of Proverbs for today, it's beginning, verse number one, or two, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of the king is unsearchable. Now think about this. If it's the glory of the king to search it out, then it's also the glory of God that when the king starts searching, that he's going to help the king find it. Because God's not in heaven saying, well, I hope someday you can figure it out. God's up in heaven saying, look at this, look at that, look at this other thing. Put it all together, and here's a great thought process for you. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Well, sometimes in life, we don't know what's going on. I just heard, you know, one of my hero preachers, one of the greatest men of our day, I just heard him today say that he had to do 3 or 4 funerals or something in a row, and he said it was extremely difficult for him to do because, hey, that's not right when people die and it's not their time. Jeremiah 29:11 says, God speaking, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. God is bringing us back from any captivity that we're in. That's his promise. You can't fail that promise. That's who he is. And so we see here that the Proverbs telling us to get in there and search it out and dig it out. If you look at Proverbs teaching us to learn from every part of life, I mean, think about this one. He's talking about kings here. He's talking about take the dross away from silver. That means the impurities out of it. He's talking about jewelry. He goes back to the king. He's talking about your neighbor and having good understanding there. Then he says, like an earring of gold like an ornament of fine gold. He's teaching you there. Like the cold of snow in time of harvest, he's telling you, this stuff should be teaching you. And when you go down to the miracle, and Jesus says, hey, it's not good for me to give the bread, the little children's bread, throw it to the little dogs, and the lady says, the mom says, well, that's true. However, even the dogs get the crumbs, so you might not give me the full chunk, but at least if I get a crumb, I know the crumb's going to heal me. And Jesus said, great is your faith. Great is your faith. She's one of the people in Jesus' ministry that we have recorded, and he says, you have great faith. He said it to the Roman centurion, you know, the ruler of the leader of 100 troops in the Roman army. He said to him, he said to that guy, I haven't seen great faith like yours in all of Israel. But what we've got to learn, we've got to seek it out. Do you need a miracle? Well, if you do, begin seeking it and asking God for it. Do you need healing? You know, I say this all the time, but it's very, very serious. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to heal the brokenhearted and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Well, you know, you get a bruise, somebody punches you, or you stumble and hit the corner of a chair, you get a bruise or something. But the worst bruise is the bruise on the spirit, because it begins to feel like you can't be free from that. But that's not true, because Jesus made your whole body, all the way from your toenails and toe jam to the top of your hair. Or if you don't have any, just that shiny bald spot. He made all of you. He made everything. Acts says, in him we live and move and have our very being. And so this lady, she shows up and says, my daughter is severely demon-possessed. The daughter wasn't even with her. And she made a pest, and at one point Jesus said, send her away from me. You're going to have that. She knew that if she could get inside the covenant, because there's a covenant, if she could get inside there, that God would do the work for her, and he did, and he healed her completely. And then we see that the blind saw, the lame walked, the deaf heard, the maimed, or the mute spoke, and the maimed were made whole. And that is our God. The scripture says, all things are possible. All things. How many things? All things are possible to them believe. We want you to believe. Proverbs chapter 3 says the word is life to all that find them and health to all their flesh. Do you need help in your body? Begin reading the word, because the word is life to them that find it. Do you need more money? You need a better job, a better something. Proverbs 3 says, blessed is man finds wisdom, because length of days, that means you get to live all your days. It's in the right hand of riches and honor in the other one. Dwell safely. You'll have no fear of evil. And it all comes from reading the word. I want you to come back every day. I ask for your forbearance at this point, because I want to make this at a specific time every day, but at this point, my schedule is not allowing that to happen. But I make this commitment to you that this will be daily. And the archive will be available for you to get to. And you will be able to, at any moment's notice, when you need to hear the word. The word may not make sense to you unless you hear me reading it. I've heard people say that before, which it doesn't make sense to the human mind why that happens. But I'm sitting here under the anointing of Almighty God, the power of the Holy Spirit. And that could be breaking open things in your life. If that's the case, then come here often, God, and listen to them. Because you're going to hear the proverb. You're going to hear the miracle, the story of the miracle. And then I'm going to pray. And it's that way on every single one of these sessions. And I pray that it's being a blessing to you. Let's pray now today. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beyond any of our ability to make things happen in ourselves, we come to you. Well, you know, we're living, we're clothed, we got a shower today, we ate food. We know how to put a coat on when it's cold, the day that we live. And we need healing in those places. And according to your holy word, you came to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are captive and oppressed, distressed. The Old Testament said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. The Lord has done for me. Lord, we need your help. My friends, my partners, the partners of this ministry, those that are listening to this on the Blog Talk Radio channel, they need your help today. They need healing in their body. They need their mind and soundness in their mind. They need their families to be strong and not weak, their marriages to not fail but to make it and to conquer and to be happy and excited. They need their children to walk with you, health in their bodies. And I ask for all of the above, Lord. I ask for it all. I know so many people right now, Father, that have lost a loved one to death. And of course, we know they're not lost. More than likely, they're with you. But we don't have them here on this earth. And that leaves a hole. It leaves a hole. But we come to you now and say, fill that hole. Fill that hole. Fill it with your love, Lord. And their wonderful memories of their life that they live. Thank you, Lord, that you don't tell us, oh, just forget about that. You've never said that. Matter of fact, you told us to, in the proverb yesterday, to not be found in the field of the fatherless. You want us to remember who our ancestors are, the great people in our life who've poured into our life. Lord, we need healing. We need a supernatural, divine miracle in the life of every person and within the sound of my voice that's dealing with death. Grief, spirit of grief that wants to destroy, I bind your power. And I declare in the name of Jesus, which is the name above every name, your power's broken, your assignment's canceled, and these people who are listening today are free from this. And their lives are blessed every single day. Lord, help us all. Help us all learn how to live. When someone in their life is no longer there and they've gone on to receive their reward, help us know how to live. Because everybody else around us still needs us. We don't get to go be with them. Help us to live, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Your word is true. That you never leave us. And you never forsake us. Never. You said, when you go through the water, I'll be with you. It won't overflow you. When you walk through the fire, I'm going to be with you. And you will not be burned. I like that part. Thank you, Lord, for the story of the three Hebrew children as they went into the fiery furnace and they came out and did not even smell like smoke. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you promised us that you would bring the good news to the poor. We don't have to be poor no more. It doesn't matter where we are in this earth. Your system, your principles, your word works. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us, the church, the ability to comfort all who mourn and give them beauty for ashes, the oil of gladness for the spirit of heaviness and mourning, garment of praise for when we faint. Then it says that we'll be known the trees of God, planted by a river of water, and we will bring forth fruit and have fruit that does remain. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us orphans. Thank you. Everyone said, I'm not an orphan. Thank you that we have the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. And it's not robbery, it's not sacrilegious to say, I'm an heir of God. And I'm a joint heir with Jesus the Christ. Cancer, may they be strong. Those with leukemia or MS, I curse every one of those names in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You took a stripe for every one of those on your back, Jesus. Now we stand boldly and declare those assignments are canceled and they're free from that. Vertigo, you're bound and their system functions properly. I declare, Lord, that those that need a job, a business to come to happen, blessing of the Lord makes you rich. That's not $1 million. That's rich. That's abundantly provided for in every situation. His blessing. Walk around saying it. Lord, we receive your word. We're going to walk around and say it. I am blessed abundantly by God, and it makes me rich and adds no sorrow. Thank you, Lord, that nothing can destroy our faith. Nothing. Nothing. We choose right now to forgive everyone who's done something wrong against us, so that nothing stands between you and us, and no enemy of our life has access to anything else. See that we're redeemed from the curse. We have a better covenant and better promises. That you never leave us and forsake us. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody pray this prayer with me. If you've prayed it 100 times, pray it again. Lord Jesus, I know I need you in my life, in every area of my life, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I know the Bible tells me that when I receive you, that you give me the power to become the Son of God. Now receive it. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me with your blood. Make me white as snow. And I will live for you every day. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, so that I can live for you in power. I forgive everyone who's done me wrong. So my heart is free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Prayer, make sure you get in contact with us. Sam Cottle, P.O. Box 622, West Branch, Michigan. 48661. That's West Branch, two words, West and Branch. You can find me on the internet at samcottle@sbcglobal.net. You can find me on Facebook. You can go to Tougher Than Hell Radio and search up a prayer, a proverb, and a miracle. Be connected to this. Click the follow button so that you're notified every time we schedule a program. Find us for our Sunday service time at Tougher Than Hell Radio, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. In any way that we can help you walk with God, we will. I call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. I declare that your day will be filled with God's blessing and God's peace that passes all understanding, ruling your heart and ruling your mind. I pray this in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for our troops, those that are deployed. 1460th, right here out of Michigan, people in our communities. We declare they have protection, angelic protection, and as in the days of old, they'll show up. And the enemy will have already fled. They're afraid of peacemakers. Thank you that you said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Give strength and help to each family that is left behind. May every husband, every wife, every mom, every dad, every brother, sister, whatever the relationship is, and to be filled with strength and faith and hope and prayer till our troops return. And for what you do, we'll thank you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, guess it went long, even though we went long, but I know this. We'll see you again tomorrow. She'll probably be tomorrow morning and early, and I'll get it scheduled as quickly as I can, and it'll be a blessing to you and to your family. I call you blessed in Jesus' name.